I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies, who are the listeners of today's episode of Muslim Lady. This is IRAB English Radio, and I'm so happy that I've got the honor to be here with you. This is Asma. We have the pleasure to have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming here and being a part of another episode of Muslim Lady. Well, as the usual plan and schedule of this program, we usually want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself, though the loyal ladies who are following us all the time, they probably know you, but for the people who have just joined us, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Turfatulain Zainab Askari, usually known as just the last name Zainab Askari. And I have studied Hausa for more than a decade now, and also studied contemplation of Quran on the sidelines. And apart from that, I also have degrees in like bachelor's in science and then master's in linguistics, and have been writing about women topics for more than 3 years now.
Very good and amazing. With the advent of media and with this whole movie industry and different sorts of industries are at work to change the societal issues and perspectives and ideologies, there's also power at work. There are policies and there are politicians perhaps at work as well. And there are some certain dark and bitter ideologies behind some certain social phenomena that we see. But sometimes there are less of discussions about them in a way that people consider it as, okay, it's normal. Yet it's not normal, and it needs to be dissected, and it needs to be actually brought into the account, and we have to find a way for it. There are, just as the result of what I was telling you, there is an industry entirely devoted for this act of sexual satisfaction, which might be a very dangerous thing for, first of all, personal health and also for society entirely. We need to know what are the Islamic perspectives on this, and then after dividing it into the different sections for today's episode, we would come up with what to do to avoid it. So first of all, what are the Islamic perspectives, and how do we have to acknowledge this phenomena, and how do we have to look at it?
Right. There are activities where a person to reach sexual pleasure, that satisfaction, to stimulate their own genitals. Unfortunately, because of the same industries that you're talking about, we have the porn industries, unfortunately, that have led to a huge negative impact on the society and on the individual himself. Like, for example, there's a negative impact on the brain functioning. Studies have shown that it causes increased dopamine levels in the brain, decreased serotonin levels. And then these are like natural hormones that the brain releases to create a pleasant feeling in the body. But when this activity raises, then addiction also raises in the body, like it causes addiction. So, and then there are like psychological disorders of depression and anxiety because of these hormones, lethargy, weakness, and because of the release of the hormones, again, a person feels lazy or weak, and then there's this effect on your body muscles. Any sort of activity can cause a defect in the how muscles of your body work. So also there are psychological side effects. For example, depression and feeling guilty. For example, it's natural to feel guilty after, you know, doing any sort of such activity, because in Islam, in Christianity, and in most of the religions, in Islamic perspective, it's said that if a person does it with its own hand, is a mal'oon, like, you know, may Allah's mercy be far away from these people. And from the perspective of Shia fiqh, it is completely forbidden activity. It's completely haram. So be that for man or woman, doesn't matter. So, like, it's something that is haram. For example, someone has to go for a medical test and they need some, for example, a sperm test to be done. So in that case, yes, but not in any other case, it's not permissible. So you said, like, what are the reasons that people basically go towards it? Before we talk about more psychological effects, I think it's running away from the problem itself.
Out of the emergency of this topic to be discussed and to be realized by different ages who are living in the society, we thought that maybe to talk about this would solve a lot of problems and it would bring it into the spotlight so that people would get a realization of what's going on. First of all, we got to this conclusion that from the Islamic perspective, entirely it is a forbidden act to get into that sexual satisfaction.
Right, and we also talked about some of the science logics why it could be so. And
now we talk about the reasons.
Reasons, and also at the same time, I'll talk about the treatments as well. Because when you get to know about the root cause, you know the treatment itself. One of the reasons is that maybe a person is suffering from some loneliness or something, and they try to run away from that particular problem, start going for the self-satisfaction activities. I was talking to a woman scholar and who said, like, there are a lot of issues in the society today and a person is hanged by the questions people ask. And I was like, what kind of questions people ask you that you're stuck and you're thinking where the world is going towards? She said, and she was like, may Allah's mercy not be upon the media industry, especially the porn industry that has
it has an industry for itself.
So, like, she was like, you know, we get questions and the women ask them that we cannot compete the porn actresses in front of our husbands. How do we behave? How do we act? See, like, this is creating a competition. Definitely a man who is used to pornography or any sort of image. So this is in itself a cause. One of the causes is exposure to any sort of videos or images from the pornography industry. And they have their own, unfortunately, it's a very dirty industry.
So this actually nullifies the notion that says the more you're exposed to something, you will get used to it.
So it's basically, and it causes a competition. Like, for example, how do you expect tomorrow your future wife or your future husband to be, you know, you're competing, you're making them compete with those. And also, like, recently I was going through an article, I read that all these porn actresses and actors, they have committed suicide, most of them. And either or they are dependent on the drugs, they are depressed in life. So see, even those who are playing
a guilt
for
complex.
Them, even those who are playing for them have, like, they have their own like hell life. However, I would say, like, the main thing is try to fix the main problem. What are you running away from? This is not the way out.
Yes.
You know, exposure to such content is not a way out. Mm-hmm. Then satisfying yourself by yourself is not a way out. If you think that it's better, because many give this excuse that it's better to satisfy ourselves than to get into guna. This is already, you cannot run away from one sin to get indulged in another sin, right?
Exactly.
So we have to know that this is a sin. And then we see most of the people who get into this are aimless people. So set a goal. Having a goal in life, in all dimensions of life, is very, very essential. And if a person sets the goal, each time you are going to be better than before. And every time you're busy with something, right? Avoid being alone. Another cause is you're lonely sometimes. And you think, like, haya is only in front of others. Modesty and chastity is only in front of others. No, the more you are chaste and modest.
What about the God who's watching over
exactly.
you?
Exactly. So avoid being alone. Those who are addicted to such activities must not be alone in the first place. For example, if you see that you're about to be alone, quickly leave the house or go out and with some
get
people.
Get engaged with with social activities or just try to distract yourself.
Exactly.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
And associate yourself with the right people. Right people always have a positive impact on us. For example, the people gradually, you too will become like them. So it's very important to be careful and consciously choosing the people and the friend circle you have. Because sometimes maybe you're not exposed to any sort of content, but it's your friends who introduce and tell you certain things, right? So it's very important. That's why, like, we have those verses wherein it is said that that day people will bite their fingers. I wish I was not with this person. So, yeah, associate with the right kind of people.
Who would give you actually a food for your thoughts in a way that it would evolve you into a better version of yourself, not to the worst one?
Right. Then I would say that, as we said, that it's one of the causes is to, you have exposure to such kind of content. I would say distance yourself from the stimulating factors. It is better to completely remove any factor that stimulates you, or if it's not possible, find a suitable replacement. For example, refrain from anything that arouses any kind of sexual desire, such as listening to immoral songs or watching movies. A lot of movies have it's become desensitized.
Exactly.
To show any sort of content in the movies. Now, back then, like, we didn't had much weird scenes in the movies, but now it's like it's become common. So do not desensitize yourself towards these stimulating factors, because a person feels that inner voice once, don't. You know, we have that nafs calling within us that don't stop. We should listen to that. If we stop listening to that, then we'll become desensitized towards certain things.
And there's also another point. I guess this one is psychological. Like, they say that the more you're exposed to something, it's not like that desire is going to be extinguished. No, the more you get into it, the more you want from it. And the problem is now your brain is not going to be satisfied in this one way. No, you would want to get into more. And you get to the point that you were just saying, you would be desensitized.
Yeah.
And you would feel that numbness. Nothing would ever change your feelings.
Right. So another recommendation is to pray. A person feels like, okay, these kind of activities, like sexual pleasure, will give me some sort of it will give me some sort of satisfaction, content. But Quran says, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'inul qulub. Verily, it's in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that hearts find comfort. So engage yourself in praying and remembrance of Allah. It will keep your heart alive. And because it's a daily routine as well to do the prayers, you will be more organized and more energetic in life. And then very important thing that I was going through in the autobiography of Martyr Qasem Soleimani, he said that when I was a teenager and when many of the people of our age were engaged in the activities of like that would give them sexual pleasure or like, you know, teasing girls and, you know, chasing people around. So what kept me as a person, as an individual, away from all this was exercise. Right?
Yeah.
So exercising causes an increase.
So going to gym.
Exactly. Join the gym. It causes an increase in the level of happiness hormones like endorphins and serotonin in the body. And it can also help improve the sleep and reduce stress. It's usually like sometimes people don't feel sleepy and they go and just see anything that comes up. No, like The way you do not feed your body physically with rotten food, your mind, your soul should not be fed with any stuff that comes up.
Exactly.
Right. And also I would say last but not the least, hasten to seek marriage as soon as possible. If there is some person who is unmarried and who is involved in such activity, try to get married as soon as possible while maintaining the simplicity and avoiding any sort of excessiveness and complications, because moderation is the key. And also try to avoid foods and drinks that contribute to stimulating sexual desire. We have that, like we should not have such food. So in this regard, Prophet also, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, he recommended fasting as per his words. O young men, whoever from among you cannot afford it, let him get married, for really it's a means of lowering one's gaze and protecting one's chastity. And whoever cannot, let him fast, for it will be a shield for him.
Yeah. So, Sister Zainab, this was the last moment of today's episode of Muslim Lady. And thank you very much for the insight that you shared with us. I hope this episode would come so fruitful and you have just learned stuff from it. So this was all for today. Until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.